get ready for an all-new Hardline segment.
All right, Snake
Pit brought
to you by...
It's time to step into...
American League Detective.
The Snake Pit.
All right, thank you very much. So I will not be giving away any spoilers. But in the world of popular television, on an incredibly critically received and fan favorite show on HBO that may or may not involve infected people, there was a shocking death. And
hey, Dill.
For those who played the video game, you were well aware of what was about to happen. But for those of us who did not play the video game, we had no idea. And it was quite alarming to the tune of like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. And I'm jumping off the couch and looking at my kid going, would you believe this? And no, I don't. So it got me thinking about, yes, and he yelled, no, bitch. It got me thinking about the most shocking deaths on TV.
Did you enjoy the fact that it involved golf clubs?
I won't look at a nice 70s leather bag the same way again. But it got me thinking about it and how this is a relatively new thing. Because if you watch TV, if our parents, when they were watching TV, there weren't a lot of deaths. Like, that wasn't a thing.
Right. And
you didn't go to work the next day going, oh my God, can you believe that Lumpy on Leave It to Beaver got his head cut off?
And it's why TV's better now, because there's actual stakes to stories.
No, I agree.
I like stakes. We don't know that the good guys are always going to win.
Right.
Now, it's frustrating sometimes because you can mess with the audience, but the stakes are that in some of these shows, you should prepare for your favorite character to be gone.
Now, apparently, back in 1975, it was the first death that we had on TV where it freaked people out. It was the third season of MASH, and Colonel Blake, McLean Stevenson was the actor, I think, and he was leaving the show. But no one knew that. And so the writers, and MASH was a comedy, and the writers decided, along with the cast, they were like, look, we're at war here. We have way too much fun running a medical unit. Something bad needs to happen. And so the final words of season three of MASH, which at the time I think was at least a top three most popular show on TV, this is the way it ended.
Radar, put a mask on.
If that's my discharge, give it to me straight. I can take it.
I have a message. Lieutenant Colonel Henry Blake's plane was shot down over the Sea of Japan. It spun in. There were no survivors.
And he walks out of the room, and they're in one of the makeshift medical tents doing an operation, and the doctors and nurses are all just staring at each other, and they fade to black. And that was the end of MASH season three. And apparently, like, people lost their minds because he was such an important character and beloved character. So not only did someone die on the show, it was a comedy show. So that kind of started to open the door for things, but it really didn't open the door for it until modern television came around. And modern television for us is The Sopranos, right? That's kind of where it all started.
Kind of.
Who shot JR? He didn't die.
No, he lived.
But it's basically when they stopped being self-contained episodes and became long serial stories. Yeah. And that's when we didn't tie everything up and, you know, all the loose ends by the end of the hour.
So the most shocking deaths for me, I'll start with The Sopranos, when Christopher died. Tony's nephew, he's jacked up on heroin as he was like the last few years of the series. He's driving Tony around. The car flips over as he's too effed up to even drive. Tony gets his way out of the car, walks over to Christopher as the car had flipped over several times. He might be dying anyway. I don't know. I think he probably would have died in that car, but you hear Tony smash the window out, and then this happens. Can't open the door. Trying to save him.
Never pass a drug test. Call me a taxi.
Call me a taxi. He's got blood flying out of his mouth. And Tony just grabs his nose and covers his mouth and kills him. It was so shocking.
Boy.
And then he calls 911. Tony does.
We've been in an accident. Old Pumpkin Station Road.
And that was it. The end of Christopher was just like, holy crap. And the end of the episode.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. It was crazy at the time that that's the way that that guy, who was a top, what, four character on the show?
Yeah. And he was in that downward spiral because he had to kill Drea, right?
Yeah. He had just, I think, his girlfriend had just flipped for the FBI. And yeah, she got killed. He turned her in. So one of the more shocking things that I can remember recently was in Ozark. And do you guys remember the lawyer, Helen? She was very tall and very, she spoke like this. And she was the lawyer for the mob. And they all go to Mexico. And they get out of the car and they meet with the drug lord of the Mexican cartel. And you don't think, and this is, by the way, is the last episode of this season, of like season four or whatever it was. And they all meet the leader of the cartel, who the lawyer has met 1,000 times, but Marty and his wife have not. And out of nowhere, she gets her head blown off because the cartel doesn't trust her.
Gracias. Welcome. Thank you for coming. I hope you had a pleasant journey.
They have blood and brain matter all over the two of them as the body drops.
Today is a beginning.
Fade to black. I was like, whoa, dude.
Here's Run the Jewels.
Yeah, here's Run the Jewels. I think that the Shield, when Walton Goggins kills Curtis Lemansky, our buddy Lem, when he threw a grenade in the car,
bro,
made me stand up and yell at the TV more than any of these did. But Walton Goggins' character thought that Lem was going to flip on him and his family. He just told Lem that he was getting ready to have a second child. They meet at an undisclosed location because Lem is running from the authorities. And he hands him a sandwich in the car and then drops a grenade.
Thanks, man. My favorite, buddy.
Shane!
I'm sorry, buddy. I'm so sorry, buddy.
Dude, it was so crazy.
Dang, bro.
Do you remember that? I mean, like,
of course I do, but I haven't revisited it.
Yes, and we were friends with all these people. I mean, friendly with all, not friends, but we got to meet all these people. We loved the show so much. And to see one of them take a grenade to the other one.
It would have been better if it was a grenade sandwich.
It really, like, he took a bite out of it. Like, God,
ow!
What? Just, number one on the list, by a mile for me, though, the final episode of season one of Game of Thrones, when the only decent human being on the planet, Ned Stark, thinks that he is copping to turning on the king to save his own family. He was going to be banished to the wall forever. So he's like, I'll do this. I know that I'm in the right, but I'll do this to save my kids because they were being threatened. And then Joffrey does this.
My mother wishes me to let Lord Eddard join the Night's Watch. Stripped of all titles and powers, he would serve the realm in permanent exile. And my lady Sansa has begged mercy for her father. But they have the soft hearts of women. So long as I am your king, treason shall never go unpunished. Sir Ilyn, bring me his head.
And even then, I'm looking at the TV going, well, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, right. Somebody's going to swoop in on a rope.
Yes, a dragon's going to fly in and pick him up. And dude, I don't know if you guys remember. We'll listen to his head get cut off. There you go. They pulled out a sword that was like 12 feet long to cut his head off. It was the most ridiculous looking thing ever. But up until his head rolled down the steps, I'm like, well, they're not going to kill. He's the main character. You don't kill the main character.
He's in all the promotional material.
Yeah, he's
right.
The only known
he's
actor.
He's like their Luca.
Yes. Why? How could you do this?
That's right.
And then I'm like, well, they're going to put his head back on and they're figure out. I could not believe it, but that was the first entree into Game of Thrones killing everyone all the time.
Yeah. How many of these were of the, this is a big time actor who just wants out of the show?
I don't know. I mean, that was part of the book, though, Sean Bean, his character getting killed. I think the only one that I know is McLean Stevenson and MASH saying, I'm done with MASH. Like,
I'm done with this unfunny comedy.
Like Dutton or John Dutton, Kevin Costner's character, wanted off of Yellowstone.
Right.
And they killed him.
And so did Harrison Ford out of the Star Wars thing.
Yeah. Yes.
And the one we're not speaking of definitely wanted out.
Yes.
Because he's got 10
but also
a
it was
year.
In the it's that in was the game. In
right
the game.
Right no I right but if they wanted to change it up for
right.
for those purposes, he only agrees to the role if he knows it's a short timer.
Yeah, but he talked about this, how troubled he was by it all, like, no, really?
Yeah,
this soon? Okay, all right, there you go.
Good
big
stuff.
TV deaths. We got
Spoilers with Corby.